what I can use for fire is just a bit of this hemp natural fibre rope. And what they do when they make this stuff, they actually impregnate it with kerosene that keeps all the bugs away from biting through it. So it should take a spark. There you go. You've got to be a little bit careful melting snow directly into a metal cup. What will happen, it will tend to just burn the bottom of the cup and not actually melt the actual snow, create a little gap. So it's a good idea is to put a little drop of water in there, and that will just help getting the snow started.
You might not feel it, but your body is getting dehydrated just as you would in hot and humid conditions. Any fluids you can get into your body is a good thing.
Here you go, this is melted now. Actually, it's surprising how little water you get from a whole mug full of snow. The reason is snow's got so much air around it, it's why it's a good insulator. It's a bad thing to melt if you want to get a lot of water, but this is better than nothing. It's just another example of how hard it is to survive in the mountains if you don't have a lot of kit with you. You've just got to keep being resourceful and thinking a way to be able to keep hydrated. That's nice.
Finding water up here is a challenge, finding food even harder. But as you descend, your chances of finding both improve dramatically.
She makes me gag that.